comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back here from Turtle Creek Stadium as the pitch hitters defense is taking the field now. The Raptors will lead off with Ty Johnson. So Johnson, Basir, and Bobo are the first three to lead off here in the top of the first. Raptors were held scoreless until the eighth inning where they got a run. So looking to have a better start than they did yesterday. So for them, that's important. This is a team that's batting a 242. 236 hits, 133 runs. They also have 119 RBIs as a team. So they get quite amount of hits, but the key is getting in those runs. Those are big. Ethan Foley, the right-hander, warming up now. But Turtle Creek Stadium, a beautiful ballpark. Seats all around. An all-turf field. It's 320 to right and left and 400 to dead center. But all around, it's a stadium that was built in 2005, and you look at it, has like an upper deck. It almost looks like apartments behind on the concourse, and has like two levels to it, and it was designed by people that actually built hotels. So there's where your feel comes in to it and why it's designed the way it looks. But an unbelievable ballpark, definitely one of the nicest here in the Northwoods League, if not the nicest, and a beautiful atmosphere, a beautiful crowd. There's a lawn right in the back into right and left, and people sit back there. There's picnic tables all around. A beautiful, beautiful stadium, and the Raptors lucky to play here. And this is the, well, besides yesterday, these teams met back in 2021 where they split the series 2-2. And, yeah, so this is exciting for the Raptors, finding a way to play in such a great atmosphere, but playing good baseball, that's going to be important, because yesterday just unable to find ways to get a runs across home plate, and it really hurt that the Pittsburghers got a run in the first, second, and third. So they were playing catch-up for a majority of the game and just couldn't find ways to get back. Aaron Gustafson was a guy for them yesterday, their pitcher. He was exceptional. He had a couple strikeouts, but got timely strikeouts when he had three strikeouts in seven innings. But they had brought in Nate Blaine as well. Didn't record a strikeout, but only allowed two hits. But you got to really give credit towards the pitch hitters' defense for yesterday. But a brand new day for the Raptors, a brand new game. And Ty Johnson, the left-hander, 31 hits, a 96 at-bats, leads a team in at-bats. So a guy that has been through the season from dead start and now just playing his best baseball here about almost midway through. Batting a 330. 12 RBIs and 15 strikeouts. Ethan Foley out of Reinhardt University. 0-1 record. He picked up the loss versus Kalamazoo as he'll set in and throw the first pitch inside for a strike, 0-1. He's allowed 16 hits and 4 runs, 15 strikeouts, though, as he serves in the second offering and just low for a ball, 1-1. A 1.69 ERA. Foley will look, and a swing and a line drive that pulls on the left field side, reaching out and making the grab is Prout. Extending his body forward and gets one down. So Johnson, decent contact, wasn't able to find it in the open space. And this brings up Jack Basir. Basir, 26 hits for him on 85 at-bats, batting a .306. As the first offering comes in four strike, 0-1. One down, the 0-1. And a swing and a ground ball over to Traficante at short. Wicks it across his body for the second out. Two down. So Basir grounds out. And Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo yesterday had an opportunity in the eighth inning where he drove a ball out as he swings and hits a towering fly ball into left field and making an easy catch is Prout for the third out. So 1-2-3 inning, a quick start for the pitch hitters. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as Jacob Rosenkrantz getting the start on a mound. 5 games appeared in with a 3-0 record as he won against Lakeshore Madison in Fond du Lac. 20 innings pitched, allowing 16 hits and 3 runs. He has 14 strikeouts as Jack Crichton, lead off for the pitch hitters, flies the ball out, fouled off on the right side. 0-1. So Rosenkrantz on the mound, Aligzo at catcher, Gurvich at first, Conniff at second, Taylor at third, Broussard at short, Gallison at left, Johnson at center, and Bobo at right. Second offering comes up and away out for a ball, 1-1. So Jack Crichton, a big day for him yesterday, went 2-for-4 with a run, batting a .308 from Rochester Hills, Michigan, as he swings and lines a ball into deep left center, but Anthony Gallison makes the grab, sliding catch for him, and one down. So Gallison, already a good start, and Parker Brocious will step in. So as Johnson flew out to their left fielder, Crichton does the same. Parker Brocious will see the first offering in for a strike. A center fielder out of Georgia Tech who went 1-for-3 and was the second pitch hitter to cross home plate. Rosencrantz dials in and fires the 0-1 in for a breaking ball right down the plate for a strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Parker Brocious batting a .429. Swings and misses down low for strike number three. Three straight strikes. And the Raptors already with two down here in the bottom of the first. Glenn Miller will step in. Two RBI day for him yesterday. Both of his RBIs came on ground outs, but was able to make contact with the ball when needed. So out of Eastern Michigan University from Pentwater, Michigan, batting a .306. And Rosencrantz finds a zone once again, 0-1. 24 RBIs for him. Leads the team, and rightfully so. No balls a strike with two down, the 0-1. And just up above the zone, but clips the right elbow of Miller. He'll take first. So hit by a pitch, Miller will get to first, and that puts the first runner on for the game for both teams. That's Colin Summerhill from Northern Illinois and a Chicago native batting a .253 with 17 RBIs. Rosencrantz will look and check off over to first. And getting back in time was Miller. Two down, Rosencrantz serves in a swing and a fly ball popped right side into first base. And Gervich makes an easy catch for the third out. So the Raptors retire four batters. We head to the top of the second. 0-0 is the score. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4900. Because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second we go. Garrett Broussard will step in as the first offering comes in for Foley. Out and away for a ball. 1-0. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Pitts hitters in the first as Broussard pulls the ball away. Left field side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Broussard batting a .197 as he swings and pops up a ball to shallow right center and making an easy grab is Orzac for one down. So Jack Gervich will step in now. A lot of flyouts and pop-ups. What we saw yesterday. So Gurvich batting a 306. 19 hits for him on 62 at-bats. Tied for first on the team in home runs and leads the team in RBIs with 15. He sees the first pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Foley comes set, and Gurvich swings and misses low, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Foley will kick, wind, and fire the 0-2. Bounces and goes behind Minnick. In for a ball, 1-2. No team with a hit yet. One down, one ball and two strikes. Foley will fire in the 1-2 and just fouled backside. Gurvich staying alive. He had a game against Lakeshore this season where he had three home runs in a game. So that's why he's tied for first. Him and Bobo as the 1-2 low and inside. In for a ball, 2-2. Gurvich right near the plate, the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder. The 2-2. Swing and a miss down low on a curveball. Strike number three. That's two down for Traverse City. As this brings up Anthony Gallison. Batting a 275, 14 hits for him. And a Coastal Carolina, the outfielder from Colts Neck, New Jersey. So one strike out for Foley. He'll come set and serve on the right edge out for a ball. 1-0. Shane Taylor stands on deck. But the question remains if he'll get to bat the 1-0. Inside and finds the zone. 1-1. Ethan Foley from Waleska, Georgia. The 1-1. Gallison swings and grounds a ball into Traficante at short. Has all the time in the world. Flings it over to first for the third out. So another 1-2-3 inning for the pitch hitters. We head to the bottom of the second, scoreless here in Traverse City. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 61. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 81.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second we go. The right fielder, Evan Orzek from St. Xavier University, will step in the left-hander as Rosencrantz sets and serves in out and away for a ball, 1-0. From Shoreward, Illinois, batting a 133, one RBI for him. Making his first appearance in the lineup this series as he swings and misses low on a curveball, 1-1. Raptors retired four batters in the first. As Miller was hit by a pitch, he was the only player to get on base this game. As the third pitch comes in for a strike, 1-2. Rosencrantz has recorded one strikeout on Brocious. So up to 15 strikeouts on the season. He'll fire in the 1-2 and foul just left side. Hooked away. As it was hugging the third base line, but just pulled away. 1-2. Nobody down. 1-2. Rosencrantz fires in and just outside. 2-2. No team with a hit yet. Rafters gave up a run in the first yesterday, so already doing better than last night's game. The 2-2. Swinging bunted down, but just away. Out for a foul. Count remains at 2-2. So Orzech, Minnick, and Erickson are set to bat here in the bottom of the second in the order of 5, 6, and 7. 2-2 count. Rosencrantz delivers in the 2-2, swinging a bouncer over to Gervich at first, away from the bag. Rosencrantz comes and tags it in time for one down. So heads-up play there from Jacob Rosencrantz, and this will bring up Tyler Minnick. The Georgia Tech rising sophomore from Marietta, Georgia. So the catcher, it's his turn. Went 0-2 yesterday with a walk and a strikeout. Rosencrantz will look and fire the first offering on Minnick. Low and inside for a ball. One-oh count with one down. Rosencrantz fires a swing and a line drive that goes past Taylor at third, rolls into left field, and the first hit of the game belongs to the Yellow Jacket, Tyler Minnick. So he'll take first, and this will bring up Cooper Erickson, the DH, out of Wofford College, and a rising sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, batting at 214 at the plate with three RBIs. So the right-hander, it's his turn to step in, making his first appearance this series. So Minnick stands at first, one down, a swing and a popped up ball behind home plate and into the stands for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Minnick at first, one down. Rafters two away. As a checkoff over to first, Gervich late to the tag. Minnick slides headfirst into the bag and will remain at first, 0-1. No balls, a strike. A swing and a fly ball into shallow center, and Garrett Broussard makes the easy grab for two down. Rafters one away here in the bottom of the second. Cole Prout, the left fielder, it's his turn to step in the batter's box. The left-hander from Central Michigan, he's a Chippewa, and a rising sophomore from Standish, Michigan, batting a 190 with seven RBIs. Two outs, one away. First offering comes up and away. Outside for a ball, 1-0. So one hit for the pitch hitters. From Tyler Minnick, he stands at first now. Rosencrantz, the 1-0, up and away, outside. A Valparaiso beacon in Jacob Rosencrantz from Lincolnshire, Illinois. 28 2/3 innings pitched for Valparaiso this season. Had a 2-2 record with 11.3 ERA. And a guy that just wanted more reps and more innings pitched. He felt he deserved more. And the 2-0. Low and away, 4-ball, 3-0. Felt he deserved more innings pitched, and is certainly showing that here in the Northwoods League, a 3-0 record. Two down, the 3-0, and finds a zone for a strike, 3-1. 3-1. Rosencrantz digs in. The 3-1 home, swinging a line drive that goes over the head of Conniff, drops into right field. And now two on for the Pitts Bitters. That's their second hit of the game, and it belongs to the Standish, Michigan native, Cole Prout. So Prout will take first, Minnick to second, and this brings up the nine-hole batter, Camden Traficante from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Ormond Beach, Florida. Batting a 222, he's got 14 RBIs. Went 0-for-3 yesterday. Wasn't one of his best days. But now put into a new position in the batting order. So two down, two people on for the Pitts Bitters. A swing and a ground ball over to Gervich, which is away from the bag, but he gets there in time. Tags first, and that's the third out. So the Raptors allow two hits, but no runs. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's Comfort, A-I-R-E.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We head to the, we're back here. Shane Taylor will step in the 1-1. And he's swinging a ball low. 1-1. Two balls a strike. Taylor will step in. The 2-1. Swing and a miss upstairs. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And Shane Taylor has already stepped away there for a sec. Taylor had a swing and a miss. He struck out. So Taylor strikes out, and this will bring up Hogan Haligzo. As he sees the first four ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, and one down. The 1-0 swing and a miss down low for Haligzo. 0-0 is the score. One down. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. And finds a zone once again. Ethan Foley has been dealing here so far. Two strikeouts for him. A 1-2 count with one down. Foley sets and serves, bounces a ball on the right side of the batter's box into the chest of Minnick. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, two away. Ethan Foley will look, kick, wind, and fire the 2-2. In for strike number three, Haligzo saw it looking, and another strikeout for Ethan Foley. That's his third of the day. Back-to-back strikeouts. And this brings up the nine-hole batter, Chris Conniff. And Foley will set and serve in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two down, the 0-1, as Conniff fouls off left side, 0-2. So the Pitts hitters, two hits came from Tyler Minnick and Cole Prout. They had runners on first and second, but the Raptors were able to get out of the inning without giving any up any runs. So the 0-2 from Foley, he'll serve in up and away outside for a ball, 1-2. Raptors have not gotten a hit yet today. As we are in the bottom of the batting order, the 1-2, Conniff swings and lines a ball and goes into the glove of Summerhill at first. Reached out to his right, made an excellent grab, and that's the third out. We head to the bottom of the third inning here on WFHR. Score is 0-0. We'll step aside.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, we go. 0-0 is the score. The Pitts hitters have two hits. Raptors have none. As a swing and a ball that's lined into left field before Gallison can get there. So a leadoff hit for Jack Crichton. And he goes 1-for-2 today. So Crichton will take first. And this will bring up Parker Brocious, who struck out swinging on his last appearance at the plate. So Traverse City up to three hits right now. Crichton stands at first. A guy that was actively stealing bases yesterday. A bunt attempt from Brocious. And Crichton was ready to take second, but that fouls off. Just right of the plate, 1-0. Well, excuse me, that came in for a ball, actually. 1-0. It hit the bat, but must have been a ball beforehand. The 1-0 as the pickoff attempt, Crichton slides headfirst into the bag. So a hit from Crichton, Minnick, and Prout for the Pitts hitters. 0-0, the 0-1, A swing and a fly ball fouled off on the right side. And not making any time was Bobo. So it, in fact, was a strike. I was correct because it looked like, yeah, I mean, hit the ball. So, yeah, a little mistake there, but no balls and two strikes. Rosenkrantz fires over to first, and getting back just in time was Crichton. So Rosenkrantz will come set. No balls and two strikes, no outs. The 0-2 way down low on the right edge on a fastball, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. One and two count. The 1-2. Swing and a miss as Jalisco darts it over to second. Conniff late to the tag, and Crichton will get there. But Brocious strikes out swinging. Crichton makes it to second. As it looks like the umpire, well, the umpire is going to send him back to first. Now they're going to call Crichton out. The second base umpire called him back to first, and the head umpire said he's actually out. So how about that? Jalisco does throw him out. And that's two outs. Brocious strikes out swinging. Crichton gets out stealing, and Glenn Miller is up. As the first ball comes in out and away, 1-0. So fortunate there for Wisconsin Rapids. Two down now and one away. Miller out of Eastern Michigan, the 1-0 as he swings and lines a ball out left field side out of play. 1-1. Out of Eastern Michigan, teammates with Logan Hugo, who's not in the lineup today, was slotted in at center field yesterday in the first game of this series. One ball and one strike, two down. Rosenkrantz sets, serves, and fires, swing and a miss, outside edge. 1-2. But Miller, certainly an excellent third baseman for this Traverse City team. Two down, 1-2 count. Rosenkrantz sets and serves, a swing and a shallow ground ball that goes over the head of Rosenkrantz. Broussard late to get to it, and Miller will take first. So perhaps a little bit of miscommunication there from Rosenkrantz Broussard, because with Rosenkrantz, he stands at 6'5". He certainly seemed like he could have got to that, but just Broussard, he thought he had a better angle towards it, but unfortunately was a little bit late. So Miller, the fourth hit, he'll take first. Colin Summerhill, who popped out to the first baseman, as Rosenkrantz fires in. Outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two down as Rosenkrantz fires over and checking at first. Four hits now for Traverse City. No runs for both teams. Rosenkrantz fires the 1-0, swinging a ground ball over to Taylor at third. Flings it on over to the first on a one-hop bounce that goes into the glove of Gurevich for the third out. We head to the top of the fourth inning, scoreless through three. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth we go. Score is 0-0. Traverse City has outhit Wisconsin Rapids 4-0. But Ty Johnson will lead off. He'll return to the top of the order. He sees a strike, 0-1. Ethan Foley, 33 pitches, no hits allowed, and 3 strikeouts. As a swing and a ball fouled off right side, 0-2. So Johnson flew out to left as he hooked a ball right into the glove of Prout on his first at bat. 0-2. Foley ahead of the count. He'll kick. Serve in the 0-2. Swing and a miss down low. Johnson slams the bat in disgust. Frustrated with himself. As now one down. Fully up to 4 strikeouts. And this brings up Jack Basir. Grounded out to short. So a former product of Pepperdine. He recently just committed. Was a guy in the transfer portal. Recently just committed to TCU. So he's really excited about that as he sees a ball down and away, 1-0. One down, the 1-0, and the check swing across for a strike, 1-1. So Basir was slotted in at first base. Today he's DHing. The 1-1, breaking ball down low, dropped in the glove of Minnick, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Ethan Foley, 4 strikeouts already. The 2-1 home. Swing and a left field ball fouled off. 2-2. Rafters have not gotten a hit yet today. We're here in the top of the fourth. The 2-2. Basir swings and misses low. A drop third strike from Minnick. Heads out and lobs it on over to first to Summerhill for the second out. So Brendan Bobo will step in. Flew out to left on his last time up. Beautiful atmosphere. You know, 70 degree night here in Traverse City as Bobo shows bunt, pulls it away. Out for a ball, 1-0. Heard about around 12 to 1500 in attendance. The 1-0, low and away, 2-0. And found out yesterday, I mean, being such a cold game it was, 60 degrees, it was their lowest attendance of the season. The 2-0. Out and away for a ball, 3-0. And this was a team that was motivated.